Telephone.
Party 93.4.
Telephone.
102.5.
Telephone.
Hey everyone, this is Brad Carter. You're listening to the phone show on Party 93.4.
And this is Linear. I'm back to co-host the show with Brad. I want to thank Alltop for doing a great job last week. We hope to have her back soon sometime.
As everyone else does. we're going to take calls again, probably. The number is 505-796-4020. As usual, there's absolutely nothing prepared, so call in and stuff. And yeah, I guess that's it. That's our intro. The intro's over now.
All right.
Yeah, that's the intro.
That was a good intro.
Last week, I think it was last week, some guy named Stan in Houston called in and said we should play Kit Watkins. And then he sent me an email for this music that's Kit Watkins that I've never heard of. So here's a song by Kit Watkins. I'm going to play it now. Oh, and it's called My Telephone. It's a telephone song. So that makes it cool.
Brad.
You're on the show. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. I know I'm not on the show.
No, really, you're on the show this time.
No, I know I'm not.
Okay, fine, you're not. Hey, everybody, we have Murdoch on the air. Some of you may have heard of him. Hi, Murdoch.
Hi, Murdoch. Hey, how's it going, Brad?
Great.
Great.
Yeah, great.
So, anyway, while I was my relentless pursuit of content for you guys, I was perusing pages on filmlosers.org, reading the
dead links,
reading the comments, and I have a pretty funny one right here. This is from the McDonald's sign prank page.
Yeah,
this is from Lido, dated May 7th, 2008, at 8:56 a.m. Hell no, four exclamation points. I am sick of McDonald's. Shit, bitch, fucker, at work, lousy, stupid. I work 5 years, still $7.45 an hour, no benefit, no paid vacation, and false Medicare card. McDonald's asshole, they most employee are not happy, and many time quit, so I am plan quit, but stay work, whole looking for job.
Me, James, need job. Sorry, go ahead.
It goes on. It's really good.
So after 4 years, they realize that they're not going anywhere by working at McDonald's?
Yeah, pretty much.
With that grammar, you'd think, the whole world was theirs.
Pardon?
With that awesome grammar, you'd think anyone would want to hire them.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, it was the reason why it was so hard to read, because it's a block of text with absolutely no, whatever you call it, the periods and the commas and whatnot. The only thing that is anointed is McDonald's has an apostrophe S, so.
Wow.
Like, go figure.
I found the comment, the end of it's pretty epic. This McDonald's has been behind in forced slavery. Employee whole, I can see that, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that's a good line.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to.
Oh, that's the same comment Murdoch's reading?
It's on the McDonald's sign prank page.
Ah, okay. This is the McDonald's sign prank that we, put up the fake sign at McDonald's made out of wood.
Yeah, our employees are well endowed to guarantee your pleasure.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And you can go to phonelosers.org/McDonald's to read at home.
Yeah. And then another good one for user comments is the PLA issue number 24, dabbling in credit card fraud, which apparently, I guess, is up there on the Google ranking when you put in how to do credit card fraud. So you'll get a plethora of
Nigerians
yeah, with this awesome English February 9th, 2005. Periam from Indonesia. Hi, I read your email list. Please help me for some credit card number that I can use, including expire date and CVV. Please send to email address. Cheers.
Yeah, there were like 100 comments on that page from Nigerians, and I deleted a bunch of them when I did a site redesign a long time ago. But they were all pretty much the same, and some of them were actually giving out credit card numbers on the site.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say there was one guy on there that I remember seeing that. I believe I actually notified you. Isn't that great? I don't even have to notify you anymore. I can just delete the comments myself.
You're awesome.
I know. It's so great.
Murdoch, can you go back to the McDonald's comment and do an interpretive reading of it?
that one?
Yeah, or anyone. If you have more, anyone would be fine.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, this is like a throwback to Murdoch's Live Journal group. I think it's interpretive.
The one that I didn't do anything with. All right, hold on. I'll just read.
It's like interpretive livejournal.livejournal.com or
yeah, interpretive
LJ.
I think it was interpretive LJ, I think. Well, anyway, it was silly. All right, hold on. So, I am planned quit, but stay work, whole looking for jobs. Find it, then I will quit at McDonald's. Fucker, so anyway. When work, break time, give small meal.
More dramatic, no more meal. Dramatic.
No large meal, fucker bitch, and most manager large meal. I want to kill all McDonald's president bitch ripoff. So be it. Oh, my God, stupid all USA of McDonald's. So tell people don't go there to eat like shit and tell them don't join work. It will be all McDonald's lose business. Shut down right away, just like Burger King, but I tell you that Burger King is well good. They cook right shit. No same McDonald's are junk cooked like old shit, not right. Cook too much, work small cook, and other small stuff are bad. Also, they never pick up the phone. This McDonald's has been behind and fro slavery employee hole.
I don't think I can take much more of this interpretive LJ.
I can see that, of course.
It's brilliant. It's almost impossible to do an interpretive reading because I have no idea what the hell he's trying to say.
Yeah, I know. It was very hard. I was pulling
so
down.
The comments that Murdoch complains to me the most about is the one on the answering machines page.
Oh,
where it's like funny answering machine messages. And this one just came in today at 6:30. I haven't approved it yet, and I'm probably just going to delete it. But It's an answering machine page where you get ideas of things to put on your answering machine or your voicemail on your cell phone.
But let's make it explicit that you never ask these people to do that. Like it's like a comment box they can leave comments on, and they're just like, hey, let's leave all these messages, and they're terrible.
Yeah, this one.
Read it.
This one that came in today about 3 or 4 hours ago. It doesn't make any sense. It says, Sam, this is the message they want you to put on your machine. Sam from your backyard, hi, this is blank. And if you can dream it, you can do it.
What is that from?
I don't know. That's a quote from something. I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, me too.
But not the backyard part. It makes no
sense. Hold on. Here, I got one. Hi, you have reached the SSA, Social Solicitors of America. Leave your name and number, and we will call you back as soon as possible so we can try to sell you something. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's the best. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and then there's one 3 messages down saying that this is an inappropriate website, and he's reporting you to the cops. You better watch your back.
Well, I'm going to take a call real quick because this one looks kind of strange.
Sure.
Hey, Paul, you're live on the air.
Hey.
So on Skype it says you're calling from a Wi-Fi phone. What's up with that? You like got one of those handsets?
What?
Okay, on Skype it says you, Paul, are calling from a Wi-Fi phone.
That's right.
Yeah, so what is that, like one of those Linksys handset things?
Yeah, that's
That's cool.
You are the worst caller into a show ever. Worse than me.
Well, thank you, Linear.
You should do some interpretive PLA readings.
Interpretive reading of the McDonald's sign prank that everybody's heard a million times. What the hell is the point of the phone show? Anyway.
To hang up on people like you.
Yeah, hang up on my asshole. Don't ask people what the point is.
I hate the phone show so much, I'm just going to listen to it and complain.
Yeah.
I'll tell them a thing or two.
Way to go, cool guy, Paul.
There's this show I don't like. It's on the radio station around here, and I don't listen to it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, there's this channel that I don't watch, and you know, as long as I don't watch it, I'm happy.
We're so awesome.
I know.
We're cool.
We should totally have our own Lifetime Network television show.
I think people hate hearing us talk, so I'm going to play music.
Okay, right music now.
Maybe. I hear clicking sounds. I think I'm overloading.
Don't touch that dial. I must offer to you a confession. I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Ole!
Ole? That's dumb. I think I'm drowning.
I call you on the telephone.
Hanging on the telephone.
You're listening to The Phone Show with RBCP and Linear on Party. 93.4.
Hello out there. For those of you who have just tuned in, our telephone operators are standing by to take your calls.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Hey, Max is on the air again from last week. He's the one that always sounds high. Hi, Max.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Max.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I know I am.
Last week you tried to claim you weren't high, it's just the way you sounded.
Well, it is the way I sound.
I forget what you said last week. Were you just high a bunch at us and that's it?
No, I was sober. And today I'm a little drunk, but that's about it.
He's from Canada.
What about it?
Are you from Canada?
Did you hear the way he said about? He said about, he said a boot.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Go back and listen to the tape.
He turns Canadian when he gets drunk.
Funny, funny.
I was going to say sometimes I sound Canadian when I'm drunk too, so. We won't do that again.
I guess that's a good thing. So, by the way, you should really change the subject because the McDonald's prank wasn't really that funny, but I did like the...
We've been over that for like 10 minutes now.
Sorry, but we weren't talking about the prank. We're talking about the people commenting on the prank.
Yeah.
Oh, well...
Because you're intoxicated. It's okay.
What were you going to suggest, though? What was it you were going to suggest?
I was suggesting changing the topic.
Ah, we did that like a long time ago, and then we took your call.
Yes, what's the topic?
Now I'm gonna play some music. It's some guy emailed this to me and said he listens to the show and I should really play these guys. They're called the Throwing Toasters, and this song is called Bad Influence, and it's weird.
Always remember to say please and thank you. When you're taking candy from a stranger, always remember to do what your parents say. You can do whatever you want when they're not around. It only takes 13 digits to call India. Stick a fork in the microwave and set it to 30 minutes. If you draw on the living room wall with a blue crayon, it will give you the power to fly. There's lots of tasty things to drink under the sink. Why not go and give them a try?
time visiting with your grandma. And tell her the family's betting on when she's gonna die. Spend some time playing with your little brother. And convince him he's got the power to stop a moving vehicle. Sneak up and scare daddy while he's shaving. Tape record mommy when she's yelling at you. And play it back when she's got friends over. Please don't do anything that I've said in this song. Unless you really want to be cool.
Question.
Sure.
Well, you know Trekkie Monster upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's Trekkie Monster and you're Kate Monster.
Right.
You're both monsters.
Yeah.
Are you two related?
What? Princeton, I'm surprised at you. I find that racist.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just asking.
Well, it's a touchy subject. No, not all monsters are related. What are you trying to say, huh? That we all look the same to you?
No.
Huh?
No. This one.
Okay.
All right, there's a plane going down.
Okay, I'm going to try to call a famous guy here. His name... Oh, maybe I'm not. No, I don't think I am, actually. Wait, yeah, I am. Oh. I'm gonna call this guy. His name is Richard Cardo. He's a famous investigator out of Colorado, and I've been wanting to interview him for quite some time now.
Please do not call here.
Richard, wait. Don't say that. I want to interview...
Do not call here.
Wait, Richard Cardo.
Do you hear me?
Listen, I want to ask you some questions. This is the phone show. You're on live on
this
the air.
This is the last time. Do not call here.
Well, you said that last time, though. How long have you been working on the JonBenet? He hung up.
Damn it.
Okay, back to the song.
A rabbi, a priest, and a black guy.
Yeah. What you talking about, Kate?
You
were telling a black joke.
Well, sure, Gary, but lots of...
It's sad, but true.
One more time for Richard, with a bunch of noise in the background.
Is he going to answer?
Probably not. He usually doesn't after the first time.
Good evening, Intel Security. Gary speaking. May I help you?
Oh, hey, I was calling for, well, actually, I'd like to do an interview with you about Richard Cardo. He's a world-famous investigator on the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Yes, sir, I understand, but does this have anything to do with the company that we're working for?
Oh, no, but we're just live in the air. I wanted to ask some questions about Richard. I was wondering, like, does he make the other employees, such as you, look bad by capturing
sir,
more bad guys?
And this has
he's so
anything
diligent?
To do with security here at
well, do you really want to say Richard's work?
It definitely does have something to do with security here, because it's in regards to your security guards. So it
actually, no, it doesn't. He's here to perform a job. What he does in his spare time has nothing to do with what we do here.
Well,
it's about nine-year-old girls.
Does Richard...
Sir, does this have anything to do with his job here?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to keep saying his job location, you know, on the air, because we're actually on the air right now. Do you think he'll remain friends with you when he gets a high-paying job with the FBI?
Oh, is he gone? Did he hang up?
I think he hung up.
Damn.
Oh, well.
All right. Wait. Just admit that we are racist a little bit, even though we all know that it's wrong. Just admit that we are.
Hey everyone, we're back.
So, wait, does that mean we're back on the air now?
Yeah, we're back on the air. So,
people are hearing
stop
us in
saying
New
all
York.
Those personal things.
Yeah.
About your cock.
Oh yeah. missing files make my penis go soft.
Yeah, so I'm not going to call Richard anymore, and, you know, just for the record, that wasn't meant as harassment. I just wanted to interview a famous person, and I happened to know his number, and I didn't know they were going to give away his working location on the air, like, several times over and over. So that's...
What, he was a security... He's a security guard at that place?
Yeah. I wasn't going to tell anyone, but since...
Too late now.
He seems so adamant about, you know, admitting it to everyone, or his coworker does anyway.
Yeah. You should probably just ask him... for his social security number next time.
Okay.
He would be willing to give it out.
Let's call right now.
Okay, let's call him. I'll ask.
But no, that wasn't meant as a harassing call, you know, just for the record.
Come on.
I just wanted to interview somebody.
Can't we just make one harassing call?
But yeah, Richard, I assume most of the listeners probably know who he is, but he's the one that accused me and other PLA members of being involved in the JonBenet Ramsey murder, which, of course, is completely true. What's that?
Between, you know, me and Murdoch and all of our listeners, did you kill JonBenet?
Yeah, did you? Yeah, really.
Come on, you can tell us.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to plead the fifth on that.
Damn it.
You should definitely watch my rebuttal video to Richard Cardo's investigation, though. I think that clears up some things about his...
it doesn't clear up enough. There's still lots of unanswered questions. Huge, huge unanswered questions.
Yeah.
Like, where were you on Christmas Eve or fucking whatever that shit happened?
Or what did I do with the body before I took it back to the basement?
Yeah, questions not to mention your handwriting.
Yeah, Cardo really blew this case wide open.
He really did. He's a, you know, I don't know why he's not getting a freaking medal or some sort of commendation or, you know, hookers with cocaine. And,
oh, he will.
Yeah.
You know, give it time. He'll.
Yeah.
He's gonna be laughing at us all soon.
Yeah.
How
maybe,
many?
Maybe,
so when getting back when to the backstory. Dead. God damn it, Murdoch.
Backstory.
I'm sorry. Fuck. I'm bad at radio.
Your cell phone's
so
bad at radio.
There was, what, like 30 or 40 YouTube videos that all went into detail, none of which made sense about why Brad was responsible or took part in the murder.
You could like akin it to a toddler with a video camera making just wild leaps of logic. But the toddler's really fat.
And wears a bra.
Most of the videos were taken down, but they're archived on what, phonelosers.org/RichardCardo?
Yeah, I think /RichardCardo, which has all the hilarious information about him. And, you know, links to all the videos and, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Naked Kitchen, a new show they're going to be putting out soon, he interviewed me about the whole Richard thing. It was kind of hilarious, you know, because he thinks the whole Richard thing is hilarious.
It is.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's the greatest interview ever. Actually, it kind of sucked, but...
It took me a while to realize that...
If I know Naked Kitchen, it'll be awesome.
It took me a while to realize that Richard Cardo wasn't just somebody from the board, from the PLA board's...
just messing with
joke. Him. Messing around. Like, that guy actually believes you killed JonBenet. It's the best part.
Yep. Or not killed her. I didn't kill her.
Brad did not go to CuervoCon that year.
I wrote the ransom note, and... And
that is help, my official stance.
Help the killers.
I mean, well, Brad wrote a book called If I Did It.
We've got a bunch of voicemails. I was thinking maybe we could play a couple of those.
Yes.
Is that a horrible idea?
No,
that sounds sexy.
Okay. Well, here's a voicemail. That's not a voicemail. I think
hey,
this
Brad,
is...
Hey, man, it's Cooley. What the hell? Phonelosers.org is gone. So is .com. Where is it? Come on, dude. Bring...
I played that one simply so I could explain why the site was down last week or the week before.
Come on, dude. Bring it back up.
Yeah, we moved servers and stuff, so Phone Losers was down for a day. Actually, now that I think about it, it's stupid to even bring it up because it doesn't matter because it's back up now. What the hell am I doing?
Up.
Okay, here's another voicemail.
I was wondering, you have a whole bunch of songs on... throughout your...
This guy called my Skype about 50 times, by the way, and left me about 10 messages, and this is the only
one. That's a guy?
Wait, maybe. Hold on.
I think it's a woman.
I was wondering if there's, like, some place on the website to go to download those songs. That song spoofing Guilty Conscience and Linear. So, yeah. Where can I find those?
As a matter of fact, there is a place on the internet. Oh, listen to this part, though. This guy sucks at Skype. Almost as much as I do. That's the reason.
Did he say, how do I hang up the call?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel better since he's probably 12 years old and you're 50 and you both can't figure it out? It's like you have some kind of connection with each other?
Yeah, that's the reason.
I was going to say, you have an excuse, Brad. You're 50, so, you know, you not knowing how to...
to use technology.
This voicemail goes on for like another minute and a half of him just swearing, trying to get Skype to shut off.
Does he ask his mom how to do it or something?
I don't know. I didn't get that far into it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna
next voicemail.
Did we write Linear and Guilty Dieter? That was when UPL was still an active zine, or was that the unauthorized zine?
That was when Brad and I took it over.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was the issue 29 that I took over of United Phone Losers at Phone Losers.
Totally unauthorized.
I definitely had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but you did write the song Linear, your parts of it. Well, parts of your parts. And I wrote parts of my parts.
I liked how the parody of the song was released in that issue like 5 years after the Eminem original song was relevant. So probably not very people got it.
And then 5 years later, we actually, performed it for PLA Radio. But anyway, he was asking if there's a page where all of the songs from PLA are located. And that would be phonelosers.org/songs. And Linear is on there, and Rob T. Fireflies, whatever that song is. Dieter.
Guilty Dieter.
Yeah, Guilty Dieter. And Mildred Monday and all the PLA Radio crap. Yeah, /songs. Go there.
I think phonelosers.org is down.
No, it's working. I was just checking it when I heard that voice.
Oh, for real? I was going to say it's being real slow.
Speaking of Rob T. Firefly, though, I was trying to convince him to come on the show, so I think we might be able to get him next week or shortly thereafter.
If he wants to stay
He's too busy doing Off the Fucking Hook with Emmanuel Goldstein on a real radio station.
Yeah, he's too cool for us now.
He just thinks he's so great.
Yeah, he's too cool for us. He hangs out with all the 2600 staffers now. I'm all like, hey, Rob, what's going on? And he's all like, go away, Murdoch. We're not cool anymore.
You had your chance to be my friend.
I know, yeah, pretty much.
That's what happens when...
He goes, we live down the street from each other, and you never came over once. So
anyway, on that note...
Meet Dieter, 17...
Wow. There goes.
Good.
Dieter, 17 years old. Fed up with having to pay outrageous amounts on his long-distance bill, he decides to steal calls from the phone company. But as he picks up the phone, he has a sudden change of heart. And suddenly, his conscience comes into play.
Alright, stop. Now before you pick up the cord of this rotary phone and try to enter your stolen codes, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Pick up the handset and dial the number to Target. Ask for an outside line and they'll divert you to Everett. Tell your friend for hours how your fraudulent scam went. Explain to him how to set up conferences doing the same shit.
Yeah, but if it all connects through like it's supposed to, you still done the shit from your home phone and they can trace you. Think about it. Before you break the first rule of always freaking from a payphone or a cellular, damn fool.
Fuck that. SBC will never figure it out. Don't you think they got more important things to worry about than one kid using some old-ass scam to misroute his phone calls just to give his homies a free shout-out?
Nah, don't even try it. It's not worth it to risk jail. You're gonna get nailed. Just send your friend an email. You can listen to this guy. He don't know what he's talking about.
You better shut the hell up before I pop you in the mouth.
Several months later, our friend Dieter has discovered 2600 Magazine. After reading an old article on Redboxing, he builds a tone dialer Redbox and heads to a payphone to make a call. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me, you gotta reprogram this gadget with 5 short beeps to fool the payphone like magic. Now all you gotta do is dial up random numbers in Sydney.
Yo, don't you realize what you're doing is a felony? You shouldn't trick the operators, man, it's just not fair.
Hey, you really think the fucking operators care? All the phone lines are just opened up and sitting there. No one loses any money when you scan those corporate bears.
Man, ain't you ever seen that one hacker movie?
Nah, but I seen that retarded one with Angelina Jolie.
Shit, you're gonna end up sitting in jail.
I doubt it. PLA2 says this is safe and never fails.
Ah, man, it feels good to be home.
Meet Neil Roberts, a 39-year-old real estate agent. After arriving home from a hard day at the office, he finds Dieter in his backyard with a telephone plugged into his TNI box.
Alright, man. Let's sit down with this kid and have a talk.
Fuck that shit. You just caught this punk in your phone box. While you're at work, he's making free phone calls. Fuck calling the cops. Knock this little fucker's head off.
Wait, what if there's a rational explanation for this?
What? He works for the phone company? He's just fixing up your shit?
Okay, maybe that's not what's happening. So go easy on him, man. He's just a little kid.
Okay.
Song's awesome.
Still want to grab him, hold the little fucker upside down, kick him in the left.
We don't really want to hear the rest of that song because we have some guy named...
I'm so sick of fucking Rob Firefly and his stupid bullshit.
Yeah, so am I.
I've listened to that song 50 times and it's still pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah, I remember like a few days after he released that, he was like hanging out on the bridge doing his Eminem voice for everyone. So it was great.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, tell him to keep doing that. He's got some pretty mad skills.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny, I think.
He has a music site, doesn't he?
Yes. SpaceMutiny.net.
What is it? Oh, yeah.
SpaceMutiny.net.
I'll say that because I'm not on a crappy cell phone. SpaceMutiny.net.
I'm sorry, I'm in the desert of New Mexico.
Yeah, we've got Sam on the line.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? I used to run the zine westcoastfreakers.com. You probably read it and probably thought it sucked pretty hard, so...
I read it. I remember it.
Zine.
Zine?
Like, you opened up your eyes and you saw the zine?
Well, that's how we say it in Canada.
Do you also say magazine?
Yes, we do. Magazine.
Magazine, eh?
And our milk comes in bags.
I always thought it was weird.
You guys get the butter tarts.
We love them.
I never could wrap my head around West Coast Freakers being in Canada, because, you know, West Coast is California.
No, yeah. We have a West Coast.
I know.
If you really look at the map, you see... What?
You don't really think of Canada like being a coastal area. You think of it more of being a joke.
Kind of, yes. Like a frozen gulag of some kind.
Like if there's a coast, there's just glaciers and stuff floating around.
In Newfoundland.
They're East Coast. You guys have heard of the Trailer Park Boys, right?
Yeah. That show's awesome.
No?
Yes, I have. Got it.
Okay. I know. It's pretty white trash, but those are East Coast Canadians. Everyone from Newfoundland's like that. They live in trailer parks and talk like that and act like that. So if you ever meet a Newfie, you know, expect them to talk like that and act like that, like Ricky and Bubbles and those folks.
So, on the West Coast, I hear that marijuana is more tolerated.
Yeah, it's quite tolerated. There's a very kind of liberal attitude towards it.
Mm-hmm. You live in Vancouver City?
I do not. I live in Kelowna right now.
I have no idea where that is.
It's in the middle of the province. If you throw a dart at the province of British Columbia, it lands in the middle, that's where Kelowna is.
So you aren't really West Coast. I mean, you're on the west part of Canada.
I live in
the coast.
Are you in the 250 area code or the...
Yeah, the 250.
Okay.
I lived on the coast for a while and moved away. So, when I was on West Coast Freakers, I was West Coast. So there you go.
Who do you want to take the cup this year?
No,
there's absolutely no sports talk on here, Linear. We've talked about this.
Go Flames.
Damn you and your goddamn ducks. your goddamn Twitter
My
messages
ducks.
About your goddamn ducks.
Weren't they kids TV series in the mid-90s?
Yeah, but they're all grown up now.
Okay. They're all like young adults.
Oh, is that the same ducks as Emilio Estevez?
Yeah, he's still the coach.
Really?
Yeah, man. Didn't you see the Mighty Ducks 8?
He's not doing anything else, I guess.
The one with Emilio in a dress?
Didn't he start doing coke? And then isn't he dead or something now?
I was going to say, did he ever stop?
So,
You know Emilio Estevez is Charlie Sheen's brother?
Is he?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Well, that's the last thing about Sheen, then.
So, Murdoch wants to dedicate a song to somebody. What was that about, Murdoch?
No, yeah. Well, this next song is dedicated to a personal, real good personal friend of mine, County Kid, out in Alton, Illinois.
Hey, I know that city.
County Kid, he wrote for Restless Freakers back in the day.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? Well, we don't offer any props to West Coast Freakers or your stupid shitty zine, because technically I wrote for you too. So
did you? When?
Yeah, I wrote you an email and you included it in one of them.
Oh yeah, you told me to kill myself and said it sucked balls. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
It did kind of suck balls. I gotta admit,
you didn't take my advice either.
What was your advice?
To kill yourself. I mean, obviously.
Oh no.
So the song that we wanted to dedicate is called Big in Japan by Alphaville, but for some reason...
Because County Kid is big in Japan.
Yeah, but there's a little problem with the software I'm using. Like, there's certain files I have that apparently aren't encoded correctly and can't play on this software. So Big in Japan is not going to work, it doesn't look like.
Oh, so, not really.
Why not?
I don't know.
Okay, so play Forever Young.
Well, I'm thinking like everything is encoded the same in this same album. Yeah, it doesn't like that one either.
I can sing.
Yeah, could you sing just the chorus of Big in Japan? Not Forever Young, because that's too gay, and you don't want people to think you're gay.
I just can't remember the words.
There's definitely a lack of music right now.
Big in Japan. Dun dun. Dun. Yeah, actually, that's the only word I know. Phrase I know.
Sir, are we off the air or what?
No. I was waiting for you to sing.
No. We're just broadcasting dead silence.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for you to sing. I guess I want to play The Streets instead. Oh, this is another phone-related song. This is called I Love My Phone by The Streets.
I love my phone.
And it's brand new.
Unlock the living, put the 4-digit pin in your hand, you hold the whole world and it's that. Clutch the bare rubber that judges up.
It's 12 o'clock already. I don't have a replacement, but I think I'm going to kind of end the show anyway because I'm tired of doing this show. We haven't played any...
sick of talking.
Yeah. And we didn't have any Skype issues until just a minute ago, and I lost, like, everybody, and I don't know. We had to let Murdoch go, but thanks for calling in, Murdoch. You're welcome, Brad.
Thanks, Murdoch.
I'm going to play a prank call by this guy. Oh, shit. I mean, crap. By this guy named Neil Hamburger. I think he was actually in the Tenacious D movie that came out a couple years ago. And he had a prank call tape that he released in the mid-90s that I've always really enjoyed. It's not an official tape. It's just some underground tape that people trade with each other and stuff. This is one called a Firewalking Seminar, though. And it's funny.
Do you have all the tapes?
All of the Neil Hamburger tapes?
Yeah, do you have them archived anywhere? Are they worth archiving?
Yeah, they're worth archiving. They're really funny, actually. I should make a post about him on phonelosers.org, because he's really funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, here's a prank call.
Steve, how you doing? This is a good buddy from high school.
Who?
Well, I'm not really your good buddy. I'm actually the guy you held my head down in the toilet and flushed it, and it's kind of scarred me for years. And I went through this firewalking seminar, and they said we had to get in touch with our childhood and people that abused us. And I just want to say what you did was wrong, and I want to challenge you to a fist fight on some coals, hot coals, nude fist fight out in the woods. I've got to recover my masculinity, and you've taken it away from me, buddy. People laughed at me for 20 years about that toilet thing. Toilet head, they call me. They still do, where I work. I work at McDonald's in Burlingame. That's how I found you. You came in to get some burger or something and paid with a check. Got your name from that, and I'm pissed as hell, buddy. We got a score to settle. Let's settle right now.
Hmm?
You know Chuck Woolley from Love Connection?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's a friend of mine. Anyway, where do you want to settle this?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You don't remember me from high school, Toilet Head?
No.
Stinky face?
No.
Fuckhead?
No.
Lard ass motherfucker shit fuckhead? You don't remember me?
No.
Wow. Well, you used to beat the fuck out of me, buddy. You remember tattooing a big dick on somebody's forehead and then laughing about it for weeks?
No.
You cruel fucker. Did you continue your cruel streak? Do you have some kids that you beat up? You beat people up on the street, spit in their fucking eye?
No.
Used to do it in high school. You probably repressed that, haven't you?
No.
You bastard stole my girlfriend from me, too. Sure, she was my sister, but she was my girlfriend. Who are you to make a moral judgment? What have you done since then?
Hmm?
What have you done with your life?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You're no smarter than you were back then. What have you done with your fucking life?
I don't know. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, a few tough...
That wasn't on there.
No. Yeah, some small technical difficulties there. I was nice enough to wait till the end of the show to start screwing things up. But yeah, we didn't go off the air. And we're here and we're leaving now. So yeah, that's the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks Murdoch for calling in. Thanks everyone else for calling in. Sorry we couldn't take all of the calls that came in, but there was a billion of them. And thanks for being on, Linear. I think I just hung up on Linear by accident, so I'm talking to myself here. Bye, everyone.